It's Tuesday, and time to read from your emails and web comments. We talked last week about Operation Proper Exit, an unprecedented military program that gives wounded veterans of the war in Iraq the chance to return to the place where they were wounded. We heard from many veterans and from family members. Michael Cummings emailed from San Francisco to tell us, "My son Morgan was killed by an IED near Beji in October 04. I have long thought now that some closure or ability to comprehend the event might be gained from visiting the exact location of the attack. While the living vets certainly should have priority access, I wonder if other parents of deceased vets feel, as I do, that we too would benefit from a program like Operation Proper Exit, for we too have sacrificed, if less voluntarily, and may have a sense of incompleteness that such a visit could help resolve somehow." Another listener, also a civilian, wrote to say thank you for helping her understand the sacrifices of those in the military. "That was one of the best shows I've heard you do. Thank you to all who serve or who have in the past. I don't think I understood the depths of service until today's show." That email from Jill Mahaney in Sparta, Michigan. Jobs and the economy continue to weigh on many people. Despite deep cuts in hiring, benefits, and new equipment, worker productivity is way up. Many people are working much, much harder for less. Brian in Boise wrote to complain, "My wife and I are both employed, and while we're happy, we live in a constant state of anxiety that is totally unsustainable. We literally have nightmares of being laid off almost every week, and our mental state has degraded greatly over the past few years. Being employed is great, but living in a constant state of panic and fear is not something that can last indefinitely." Judith Lempert-Green backs up that story. She's a psychologist in private practice in Michigan. "I'm seeing the results of this pressure," she wrote. "Teachers are being asked to add time to practice math or reading, taking away time available to teach their own curriculum. I've seen several employees of a large national bank out on psychiatric disability from the micromanaging, forced overtime, and demands to process information on the phone with customers without relating to those customers in a human way. All of this has an impact on sleep duration and quality, as well as general anxiety and depression." Finally, we asked you to tell us what book you've just never been able to finish, and we got enough responses to fill a chapter or two. From Danielle in Seattle, "I never got past page 36 of Gravity's Rainbow by Thomas Pynchon. I don't personally know anyone who has ever finished that book." Emily in Kansas City added, "I was never able to put down a book, even if I hated it, until I started Anna Karenina and made the decision to call it quits. You put so much time into a book, and to give up partway through feels like admitting defeat, admitting that you wasted your time." And from Daniel in Washington, "The Bible, Part 1 and 2. Boring." You can read some of the other titles our listeners couldn't finish at our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by David Gura, John Asante, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content and, today, directing duties. Our intern is Dominic Ruiz Esparza. Gwen Newton usually directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Kevin Waite, who's driving today, Neil Ellis, and Dennis Nielsen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's senior supervising producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Alan McDonald is NPR executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor, and Ellen Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. There's a new way to keep in touch with us online. I'm now on Twitter. You can follow me there at Neil Conan. That's all one word. And if you're not getting our email newsletter, stop by our website and sign up. We'll send you a preview of what's coming up on the show and how you can get into the conversation early. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation for details. Tomorrow, pitches, primaries, and possible Supreme Court nominees. Political junkie Ken Rudin joins us. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.